Let's go. Okay, Simon Yud Zayin Hilchus Kriya Shema. Uboy Yud Se'ifim. So we have 10 Se'ifim of Hilchus Kriya Shema. Okay, so Aleph Hascholos Ma Kriya Shema Shel Shachris Hu K'mo Zman Tefillin. The proper time to say Kriya Shema of Shachris is the same as Tefillin. V'nimshach Zmano Ad Revias Hayoyim, and you go till a quarter of the day, right? That's 3 hours, right? The day is 12 hours. It's 3 hours. Bein shayam aruch, bein shayahu katzer. Whether the day is long or whether the day is short, right? Meaning, it's what we call shoy zmanius. Let's see. Meaning, we know. Let's explain it now. The day does not go by hours. I mean, it goes by hours, but you split the day in 12. The machlokes, which he's going to say in a minute, is, and that's the big machlokes between the Gra and the Magen Avraham, is does the day start from Alois and end at Seis, which means it's much longer and each hour is much longer? Or does the day start from Netz till Shkia, in which case every hour is much shorter? Right? Like, for example, nowadays, so Netz is around 6:35, Shkia is around 4:04, meaning the day nowadays is about 10 hours long. All right, so we split 10 hours by 12, and that would be called an hour. So 3 of those hours into the day is when you say Kriya Shema. Right, so according to the Gra, you go from Netz until Shkia. So basically, it's three, let's call it 55 minutes each hour. Is, let's call it 50 minutes. So it's 50, 50 plus 50. Right, so it's about 2.5 hours after Netz, would be Zman Kriya Shema, which is why many shuls are starting earlier this week, because the Zman is so early. Right, Netz is 6:35. Knock add on 2.5 hours to that, it's around 9:30 and give or take 9 o'clock. I'm sorry, give or take. But according to the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham's hours are much longer. Magen Avraham's hours are much longer, but his hours start from Alois, which is 72 minutes before Netz. That's why the Magen Avraham's man, that's a very interesting thing. The Magen Avraham's hours are much longer than the Gra's, but his day starts at Alois. Since his day starts an hour and 12 minutes, let's just call it that for argument's sake, it's an hour and 12 minutes before. That's why the Magen Avraham's man is always earlier than the Gra's man. That's what he's about to say. All right. Yeah. So now let's hopefully I explain that. Okay. So v'nechshav we consider the day from dawn until Tzeis. That's the Magen Avraham. But meaning that's Magen Avraham, but the Gra went with later. The to do it like the Vesikin means, Vesikin doesn't mean people that get up early. It means people that love mitzvahs. Show you mechavnin likrois and they are mechavnin to read it right before Netz. Today she signed Kriya Shema Berchaseim so that they could finish Berchas Kriya Shema before the Netz. We use mechla and then they daven right away. If somebody is able to do this, he has a lot of schar. So the people that are davening Netz are not crazy. They need to be very careful, not to push off the day more than a quarter of the day. I mean, you have to finish Kriya Shema by Zman Kriya Shema. You're talking about a mitzvah daraisa, so the miss Zman Kriya Shema is very, very bad. And specifically in the summer,
Finish Krishma or Krishma with its brachas, and Sashi
he,
Nasser is mine.
well, he's first. He says he. I mean, he doesn't say, right? It seems like he's talking about Kriya Shema. Seems not the brachas.
And what are we passing like?
The Mishnah Berurah is very makbid on the brachas. But not everybody is as makbid as a mishaburo. But probably most akayat, especially in the summer, kashayom when the day is very long, lefamim soif hazman hu kaidim zibin hour. Sometimes the zman could be even before 7 o'clock. We don't have that in America, right? In America, the latest you get 3 hours into the day, even in the summer when nets is like 5 o'clock, 4:30, whatever, five is 9 o'clock. If the zman passed, you're allowed to stav in it till zman tefila. A third of the day is right. Zman tefila is 4 hours into the day, so you're only allowed to say birchas kriyas shema according to the kitzer up until 4 hours. After a third of the day, also loymar abrachas, you are not allowed to say the brachas. All you do is say kriyas shema. You can say kriyas shema the whole day. And there are opinions that say you could say the brachas the whole day. Prichadosh, that's a prichadosh. That is the way we paskin. So if somebody misses zman tefila, we paskin that you are allowed to say birchas kriyas shema until chatzos.
Does anybody say that's asked to say brochas at night before tzeis?
What do you mean, brachas of kriyas shema from Ma'ariv?
Yeah, I'm saying we are not a person is not yotze to say kriyas shema early before tzeis.
Correct. You have to repeat
So
it.
why so wouldn't make sense to also if you hold that you should say brochas on time only when you are yotze kriyas shema in the morning, you should also do the same at night?
That you have to repeat, or are you saying that you should just daven Shemoneh Esrei if you daven? Were you
Yeah,
talking about if you
if you
daven an
daven
early minyan?
Shmoneh early, yeah, if you daven Shmoneh early,
So
if you
we'll
want
get
to
to
say
that. We'll
early.
Be'ez Hashem next week. Is it next week? Maybe it's the week after. When we get to Meir, we'll discuss it. But there are those that say like what you're saying. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, but again, it's really not pashut to miss Zman Kriya Shema, to even say Birchus Kriya Shema after Zman Tefillah. But, so that's why, I mean, besides everything else, it's pashut that you cannot miss Zman Kriya Shema. It's mamish, and it's a mitzvah daraisa. And this week, it's very early. This week, it's very early. And another thing that's interesting, so the Litvish take from the Chassidim that they can daven past Zman Tefillah. Chassidim are makbid on Magen Avraham's Zman for Kriya Shema. For some reason, a lot of the Litvish gave up on that part of it. And they just said, oh, we'll be Samech on the Chassidim that we can daven after Zman. But you don't realize the Chassidim get up early to say Birchus Kriya, say Kriya Shema. I don't know about Birchus Kriya Shema before the Zman, before the Magen Avraham's Zman. Right?
Before Zman Mikvah.
Before,
I'm joking. I'm joking.
okay, I've been mikvah, that's what he's saying. Okay, very good. Yeah, fine. Base. Mutalikras Kriya Shema ben Yoshe ben Omer. It's mutal to say Kriya Shema. Whether it's you standing or sitting. If you're sitting, you can't decide to stand up and to be mahar and stand up. Aval also likras kishu shoychev. You're not allowed to say Kriya Shema when you're laying down. Right, kvar, but let's say you're already laying down. This sometimes happens by Kriya Shema Lamita. Mamish. Then what you do is put yourself onto your side, mamish v'yikra, and then you read it. Tzatz, and let's say he's sick. Mamish, and he can't lay on his side. Tzatz, then he has to at least try and put himself on the side a little bit. Gimel koydim sheyaschil. Before you start Kriya Shema, you have to have kavana that what the Hashem commanded us to say Shema. And when he says Shema Yisrael, you have to be mechaven to the pirush Shema Yisrael, ki Hashem shehu alekeinu hu Hashem echad. Right? Yachid u'miyuchad b'shamayim uva'aretz. He's the one and the only. There's nobody else like him in the Shemayim and the Aretz. That's the kavana you're supposed to have. V'yarech b'ches shel echad, which is not easy to do. You're supposed to be marach in the ches. I mean that the ches part's easy. I'm sorry. In order that you're thinking about being mamlech Hashem, uba dalid yarech tzas gam kein. And with the dalid, you're also supposed to be marach. Now it's very difficult to be marach in the dalid. What's that? Let's just finish first. Shir sheyashav shekadosh baruch hu yachid by lama yomayshul ba'arba ruchas ha'olam, that Hashem rules in the whole world and in the four ruchas of the world.
This is every time we say Shema?
Yes, believe it or not. Yeah, I wish I did this. And I, but
by
yes.
Shacharis and
yes, by Shacharis, Ma'ariv, Kriya Shema
and
Lamita. Right? Meaning again, by the Ches, you're supposed to say Echa, think that Hashem rules in the Shemayim and the Aretz. And when you get to the Dalid, that Hashem is the only one in the world and he rules over all the directions of the world. But don't do any longer than that. The question is, how do you make a dalid longer? Because if you go echa, now okay, let's finish it first. Let's see how he says it, and then we'll try and explain it. Don't ruin the word echad, that you go at it with some length. Some people make a mistake. Yesham echad, which is no good. V'yesharim echad, which is also no good. Umotu shaloi laharach mi laharach ulekalkal. Better not to go at length than to go at length and botch the word. Right? So, and it's not easy. How do you lengthen a dalid at the end of a word? Echad, duh. No, you just messed it up. Echad, also. So they say you just say echad, and that's enough for both. I don't know where I got that from, but that's what I don't know. Fine.
So how do you say it?
I say echad. Maybe Hashem doesn't want me to. Maybe Hashem. Maybe that's a simon of Shemayim.
It's a lot of pressure.
I just say echad.
Echad. Yeah. And what, the kavana goes before, after you continue with kavana?
You do both kavanas. You put two both kavanas.
And it's hard to do it at the same time. So it's kavana continues after, or you do kavana, you start thinking about it before.
You think about it before, I think. I can't tell you. I wish I thought about these kavanas. Fine. Noyeg and Loimar as Shemai is over Kol Rom. The minig is to say Shemai aloud. Loira Kavona, because saying it out loud makes you have a lot of Kavona. Masimin Yad Yumin Al Hinayim, and you put your right hand on your eyes because you want to block your eyes from seeing things that that will disturb you. Lach Hashem Echad Shayin Kitzas. After you say the word Echad, you wait a little bit. And you say that quietly, because really that's for Malachim to say. Right? Except on Yom Kippur, as we know.
Saying out loud is helps the Kavona. Shouldn't we say everything out loud all the time?
Yes, and that's why certain people daven.
I say Shimon Esrei quietly. I don't say that out loud. I don't say every word of everything out loud. But shouldn't we be doing that if that helps Kavana?
At home alone.
Which part? Baruch Shem?
I'm saying all of davening. Shouldn't I really say Havana. All of davening out loud?
Yes.
If that helps Kavana?
You should. Yes.
He's acting Shmonezra. We can't doubt that somebody
yes,
else will
you
hear
should.
It.
I find that if I daven out loud, I concentrate much better. But I don't daven out loud.
Davin, before you start davening out loud, make sure you know Dikduk.
That's true. Or at least don't daven near somebody who does know Dikduk.
Yeah, that's key. Not to daven next to somebody who does it. I daven a bunch of times next to Chaim Klagsbrun, so well, that's what I say. He's got too much kavanah, I got too little, and we average it out.
Good. So you piggyback on him.
That's what I'm saying. We average it out.
Okay, good. But I don't know what's in it for him.
Aletz, who sits next to
I hear. Okay.
him.
You mean he looks like a tzaddik to Hashem when he's davening? He say, look at him, he's a good guy.
Exactly. He looks a lot
Okay.
better.
Okay, so you are providing a help. Okay, very good.
Like Naya.
You also have to know the translation. Fine. Dalit. You wait again a little bit, meaning in between each paragraph. You wait a little bit. Talk about diktuk. It's not ve'ahavta. It's ve'ahavta. I don't know if that sounds. Naftali's gonna go crazy. But if you
I was
say
trying to
ve.
unmute. I was trying to unmute.
If you say ve'ahavta instead of ve'ahavta, then you are totally botching the translation of the word.
With
Ve'ahavta.
Gershon, Gershon was telling me the pronunciation on the front, the pronunciation on the back, on the end.
It's on the
Correct.
end. Via
Right. Gershon was
hafta.
telling me the other day it's the other
Very
way. He was
good.
telling
Right. It's on the end. Via
me.
hafta.
Come on, Naftali, you can do it.
Very good, David. Very
Right.
good.
Right. Thank. Oh, okay. At least he knows what my mistakes are.
Meaning, via hafta is past tense, and you loved Hashem. That's not what it's saying. Via hafta means, and you should love. It's a commandment. Totally changes the translation.
You have to call Mendy Hertzberg. The art scroll has the thing Yeah,
on the
that works with
Aleph.
the trup on it.
The art scroll has the thing on the Aleph, not the Tav. Really?
Yep, here. That's what I'm saying. The trup is not on the end, it's on the beginning.
I don't know if you can see that. I can't see anything. Oh, now,
It's
now
not
before it was.
on
Before it was
top,
it.
it's on the bottom. It's not a real accent.
Let me hold it up, no.
It's on the bottom. It's not on top. It's not a real drop that you make
Hold
the
on.
accent
Get
on.
it?
Is he coming up?
Sideways now.
How it? Sideways. Now
That's upside
it's
down.
upside down. Now it's upside down.
Okay. How are you supposed to say
No,
V'ahavta?
no, no. We all have to. The trop is on the end, on the tough.
What's this thing right
V'ahavta.
here?
What's under the
What's under
Aleph?
the
I don't
Aleph?
know what that thing is. I always never understood what that is under the Aleph in the art
Tell
scroll,
Mendy to
but
take it out.
it goes with the trup. No, I saw episode Shtickle why there's something under the Aleph. I don't remember.
Okay.
It's under the tough. The trup. It goes with the trup. The trup is under the tough. Anyways, okay. V'chein bein. Now, Ramosha, anyways, Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch says he's still Yaitza. And Ramosha Feinstein says he's still Yaitza. So, Yilmaisa, you're Yaitza. V'chein bein Parsha Zula, Parsha Bayim Shemoy, Yafsik Ma'at. Then you should be a Ma'afsik. V'chein Kodim Bayoimer, Yafsik Ma'at. V'chamer Parsha Bayoimer, Lakayim Mitzvah Saseh. Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's by Vayomer. You should think that you're having in mind Yitzias Mitzrayim, the remembering of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hey, Tzarach Likros Kriyas Shema B'dikduk Gadol Mitoch Siddur Meduyek Hetiv. You have to read it with a Dikduk Gadol from a Siddur that's properly has everything proper. Yashmi La'azna. And you have to let your ear hear what's coming out of your mouth. Yashkiyah Shalayomer Dogosh B'makim Rafa. You shouldn't say something that's supposed to be a hard. That's what it literally means. Dogush and rough is soft. I rough up a mokum dogush or soft in the place where it's supposed to be hard. Meaning bays vays, right? Don't say it as a bi, ubishach b'cha, as opposed to uvishach b'cha, right? Or and the question is, do you say uv shach b'cha or uvishach b'cha? All those things.
So what do we pass
V'yasek
him? What do we pass him?
it's a, I actually there's this chelukah deis on that one. So
So
whatever
what's the
siddur I
usage
have,
called?
that's what I say. In the art scroll, if it has a little line on top, there's a line or two dots.
I
What do you
believe
have in the?
it's 2 dots on the button. No,
No, on
two
the
dots on
top.
the
In the top, they have. I think it's on the top. No.
Sometimes you pronounce, sometimes you don't pronounce eh?
Correct. Yeah, it's all Russian. It's all part of the dictum. Sometimes it makes a difference in the translation, sometimes it doesn't.
Patrick P says the small triangle is a meteg. It indicates a slight emphasis or a longer value sound.
Which triangle on what?
Underneath the aleph that Naftali was showing.
Well, after.
What does it say?
After. It's called a meteg. Meteg.
Right, right.
It's supposed to it indicates a slight emphasis or a longer vowel sound.
And that's supposed to be on the end, not the front.
No, he's almost to say oh instead of oh. Say oh. Like that?
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm never going to get it right.
Neither will I. But that's, yeah. See, v'yafsik ketzas b'chol mokum shenir shokav, because anywhere that has a line, you should stop. Meaning, because sometimes you have a lot of words in Shema that end with one letter and start with the same letter. So memela, if you do it, it's going to run on, right? How does it go? There's a lot of them. Right, b'chol levavcha. You could do that sound like one thing. So b'chol levavcha. Right, very good. Also, anything that ends with a mem and starts with an aleph also could sound like, right? Fine. But gamma psuka de zimra tzarach l'gdaktik, because that even in psuka de zimra, you need to be medaktik with this. V'yitam yofe ha'ayin shel tevas nishba. This is another rough one, because for Ashkenazim, there's not much difference between an aleph and an ayin. Right, so that's what people say ayin. They go like that instead of ah. Aleph they pronounce ah, and ayin they pronounce ah, sort of like using their throat. All right, so instead of nishba, they say nishba. Right, shloye nishma keilu amar nishba behe, chen bezayin shel tizgru. Right, it's another one that people like because it sounds like tizgru. V'shel zechartem yedaktik heiter shloye nishma keilu amar b'shin. You don't want it to look like it's a shin. Again, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva and says that once it becomes the accepted practice to speak that way, then it's accepted. Fine.
Because it's accepted practice, or because we are shtickle all dyslexic or whatever, like we don't.
You're right. I know, I think he's, I don't remember exactly what he says in the tshuva, but I think he says if that's the regular way, meaning if that's the way you would talk to the king, and we're using that Hebrew, so then that's the Hebrew that's accepted. Uh-huh. I think that's something like that.
Okay.
Fine. If you're reading Kriya Shema, don't, you know, don't make signals with your eyes, and don't snap your fingers. Don't look at your fingers. I'm sorry, it's fingers. I messed up. Means don't mouth words with your lips, meaning you can't talk. So somebody comes to ask you a question, so you start mouthing things. And don't look at your fingers. Lirma is b'farsha shniya. And once you get to v'haya, if it's a tzarav mitzvah, then you're allowed to signal. Zayin kadem kriya shema kishomer v'havienu. Before kriya shema, when you say v'havienu, noitelas a tzitzis b'yada, you take the tzitzis in his hand, v'oichson shas kriya shema, and you hold them during kriya shema, b'yad small, bein kemitza lazaras keneged liba. Between the fourth, what do you call it? The kemitza is that the ring finger? Yeah, between the ring finger and the pinky. Then put in your right hand. And it says, when you see them, put them on your eyes, and you look at them and you kiss them. Anytime it says tzitzis, that's in v'yatziv. You kiss it and you leave it out of your hands. There is a school of thought that you don't do this al tefsik. I personally do not kiss or hold on to the tzitzis. Seems like a lot of minigan yeshivas is not to hold on the tzitzis and kiss it, but the Shulchan Aruch says it pretty clear That's what you're supposed to do.
And those who do how you just lift it in front of your eyes.
You put it in front of your eyes and then you kiss it.
Why don't you do it? I thought we do it.
I'm telling you, yeshivas, a lot of them, they don't do it. Look at a lot of yeshivas, Rosh
Why
yeshivas,
not?
they don't do it. I think hefsik, that's what I heard once.
Holding them in your hand is not a hefsik, just a kissing.
You're not supposed to be doing anything while you're davening, yeah?
What?
You're not supposed to be doing anything while you're davening. That's why?
No, you're saying Shema.
No.
You're saying Shema.
But are these the same people that say it's okay while you're saying Shema to touch your Shel Yad and then Shel Rosh and kiss?
What are you saying?
I'm saying it's the minhag to also during Shema when you touch your Shel Yad and your Shel Rosh.
Yeah, same thing.
So
yeah, they don't kiss it either.
So, okay, fine. That's what I was going to say. Is it both things or one yes, one no?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not from the big kissers personally. Not that you should take any lessons from me whatsoever, but. Yeah, but that is
you're not a kisser because of hefsek
germs.
I
no,
meant,
really,
I meant that fill-in. I didn't mean personally.
pictures of Ramesha, he's kissing his foot, tits, right?
And Ochanami, the default is to do it, but there's in yeshivas, I think they don't do it.
I mean,
I don't know. There's many that don't do it.
Which yeshiva are you talking about? Which yeshiva are you talking about?
I don't know myself, but no, Rabbi Yeager does it, as far as I know.
I'm pretty sure he does. Yeah.
Yeah. But more, let's call more Litvish, more Litvish.
Pesach Talmud probably doesn't do it.
I don't remember. I'm not going to name yeshivas because I don't remember offhand. But as far as I think, I once even heard a story. I don't know why I'm saying it all because I don't know if it's true. Somebody once went over to Rosh Hashiva and said to him, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to kiss the tzitzis. Why are you not kissing it? And the Rosh Hashiva turns to him and says, what makes you think I'm wearing tzitzis? I don't really believe
that's
story.
That's like what my kid would say. It's between me and Hashem, not between none of your business.
I don't know if I believe Hashem. I don't know if I believe that story, but it's a good story nonetheless. Okay, we'll stop there and we're going to start the next one.